programs. Welcome to another episode of the Co-Is G Recap. We're here to break down the latest episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Our producer explains all of the Marvel comic connections that we don't know, which is all of them. And we learn that he had a very lonely childhood.
Hey.
We're going to be doing these for the rest of the season. So look for these mini episodes to drop on Mondays. So you guys caught up on the Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Of course.
Oh yeah. How many times have you seen it?
Three times.
Wait, right. You watched the latest episode?
Yeah.
The latest episode three times.
I just watched it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel so inadequate. I just watched it once.
I wasn't sure if I was the only one who had seen it multiple times. You do have me beat. I only got a chance to watch it twice. Hopefully that means that you dug it.
Yeah. Like I watched it twice yesterday. I watched it once and then rewound it and then watched it again. And then
you put it in your machine that rewinds.
Yeah.
Internet. Yeah. Okay.
I rewind.
Just making sure.
It's VHS rewinder.
Right. You got to be kind. You got to make sure before you send it back. Yeah. I rewatched it just because I really liked it. I guess we'll get into that. So, I mean, what did you think? What did everybody think?
I thought this was Sam's strongest episode. Like him trying to talk her down.
Yeah. Going back to the roots of when we met him in
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Yeah. They hadn't really touched on that aspect before. That is very true. I thought that it was almost everybody's strongest episode. I thought it was really, you got to learn more about Carly Morgenthau and see her talk more. I thought that the flashback with Bucky was really, really well acted.
Yeah,
a lot going on with him saying almost nothing. I mean, he said very little, but you got everything that he was going through. I mean, it was intercut with flashbacks and you could see what he was thinking, you know, so that helped. But I thought that was really well done. So I think it was pretty strong for everybody. And Zemo, as always, this show was originally billed as like a two-hander. And I thought it was just going to be about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. This has easily become a three-piece suit, right? I mean, like, Zemo is all over it. And he's
part of the team.
He's part of the team. He continues to be great. I'm really digging Zemo, too.
Well, it's also the introduction to John Walker, too. I think there's going to be obviously much more with his character now. And I get the feeling they want to continue with his storyline as U.S. agent or what. Like, he's not, I don't believe. I mean, you know, I hear he's getting a lot of crap online and whatever, but I don't believe that this is his only show. I mean, they seem to be setting him up to, you know, for the same redemption, I guess, he had in the comic book arc. You know, I don't know as much about it as he probably does, but
yeah. No, for sure. I could see that.
But this was his strongest. This was pretty far. I mean, that bloody shield looked awesome. That was like just
that final shot
awesome
was incredible.
Visual.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, they were definitely very blunt about it, but it was still very affecting and it was effective. That looked really cool. It was, I saw a really close parallel to the scene in Civil War when Cap is standing over Tony and he's like ready to bash at him with the shield. But the thing is, like, he has restraint and he knows how to control his super strength because he's used to it and he's trained and he's, you know, more zen about it. And it's not just rage. And he was doing it with an end in mind and he just hits him in the arc reactor. And it's a very, very similar shot and blood free. It ends their friendship for a time and all of that. But Tony thinks that there's a chance he's going to kill him. You see him recoil and like reach his hand out as if Cap is going to smash him in the face.
Well,
and
he did hit him in the face right before that.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
I mean, he was bashing his face. He just had a helmet on.
That's true. But now that he doesn't have the helmet on, I mean, he was able to stop himself. I never even thought for a second that he was going to cross that line. But here you can obviously see what happens when somebody either doesn't have that line, doesn't have that composure or that self-restraint, and then eventually does cross that line.
I mean, the parallels were definitely there, but it was obviously different because, like you said, John just had gotten the serum, so he didn't know how to control it. And his friend had just died. Like, although that wasn't the guy technically that killed him. I mean, he was almost innocent. He was just involved in it was just the first guy he could catch, right?
Yeah.
But like with Civil War, it was Bucky wasn't dead. You know, Iron Man hadn't killed him. He was just going to take him out, right? You know, the parent reveal and whatever. So
Iron Man was going to kill him.
Well, yeah, but he hadn't yet. So I don't think Steve would have had the rage of losing somebody, right? You know, he's losing his mind because Starbuck just a little bit too early for Star. I would have liked to see him live longer. Honestly, I thought
I had a bad feeling about Starbuck all episode.
Did he die? In the beginning of the show, he might as well have told everyone that he was like 2 weeks from retirement.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I could feel something bad. Yeah. Like the autograph thing. I don't know about this.
I don't think you're making it long in this show.
You said he was a character in the comics.
I'm not that familiar with him. I believe he went under another pseudonym, and he was also called Bucky for a time. He took on the moniker of Battlestar, changed his look. He worked with John Walker before he was even U.S. agent.
Was he killed? Do you remember?
If he was, it was much more recently. But yeah, no, I don't think so. But also in the comics, I think he ends up getting powers from the Power Broker too. So he's a little different of a character this is going to become like a catchphrase of mine, but in the comics, mm-hmm. I believe that one of the things that pushes John Walker over the edge is that people find out who he is and his parents are killed. So they sort of grafted that storyline of someone close to John Walker dying onto who ends up being his sidekick in the comic books. But here, so they sort of remixed all of that and put that together.
Well, Black Smashers still could go after his family.
Yeah, they seem to know where they get their information, by the way, because when like
according to Reagan, probably Sharon Carter.
Feuding. Well, if Sharon Carter is truly Power Broker,
the Power Broker's not giving them information right now.
Oh, that's right. They're feuding, right? And I think Reagan's theory holds some water.
Does the defense's case hold water?
Because when you see her in the scene, she's saying the Power Broker's saying, "Oh, he's going to be whatever." But when Carly, is that her name?
Yeah.
Mentions a Power Broker. She never uses the word him or her or anything. Right. So I'm totally with Reagan now that that's the red herring. I mean, they could totally flip out and change it, but I think I'm with you. I think
I'm with you to the end of the line, pal.
That's not going to be a shock.
I'm definitely more on board now for sure.
She has access to satellites.
Yeah. But where is Carly calls his sister and has all this information. I'm like, who's supplying that information? It wasn't like a quick Google search. Like, she's like, go out on the porch of your boat, you know, like, whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where'd she get all this information so quickly? I know they're a larger organization with, like, lots of sympathetic people, but it just seemed, like, so quick to have that information to give that detailed of threat to his sister to get attention. It was just like, that was the only thing in the episode. I was like, how did that happen? And I guess it's like, that's like the least thing to be worried about with all the like the fight scenes and everything else in there, you know. And why didn't they take that shield? I know I'm jumping all over the place, but why didn't they give it back to
That fight's awesome. It belongs to Captain America.
That's not, but in their mind, that's probably not
Did you see how disrespectful they were to him? Yeah. It was hilarious. Everyone treats the new Cap like a piece of shit on this show. Because he hasn't earned his superhero stripes.
Everybody's got their favorite moment in there when it's either Sam being like, we should do something, and Bucky just tells him, you know, looking strong, John, or something like that, right? Some people called out the sequences of the Dora Milaje saying cool stuff, you know, like wherever they stand, wherever they happen to be is where they have jurisdiction. I got a couple of other call-outs from our friends and from our socials about seeing like one of the Dora Milaje kick up Cap's shield the way that he used to. My personal favorite was just while all of this is going, the camera quickly pans to Zemo and he's just drinking whiskey. I assume it's whiskey. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but I would like it to have been whiskey. The next time you see him, he's just slithering away and then like he's disappearing. You know, he's like, this does not concern me at all. I mean, I love that sequence. So that fight scene was great. All of the other stuff that was happening in that fight sequence, also great.
I'm just saying I wouldn't have given the shield or the arm back. I would have been like, you can't have this till you give us Barrett. You know, like,
arm.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given that back. Arm too. Like, that's our medal. Like,
that was great. We're
taking it with us. You can have it back when you do what we want. Right? Like, why are they giving it back? Why are they leaving it?
Talking to some of the Syndicate fam about that, our friend Kylan said something really funny. He mentioned the Dora Milaje five-finger exploding arm technique.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious, because that's exactly what it looked like she was doing. Yeah. She, like, hit some acupressure points, and then that thing just clunk, like, fell right off. That was great. And the look on Bucky's face, it was priceless.
Right.
And just jumped it back to the end. The guy he kills, that Walker kills,
Yeah.
Says that his grandfather was in the resistance and fought against Nazis. Was his grandfather one of the Howling Commandos?
Oh, I mean, I have no idea.
I was wondering if that's what they're referencing.
That would be brutal if it
was. Yeah, that Cap murdered a descendant of the Howling Commandos. Yeah,
I mean, all we know, all I know for sure was that he was talking about growing up, looking up to Cap. And then you get him dying, looking up at Cap. You know? Outside of that, I'm not really sure who else he was. But back to that thing we were talking about where these new guys haven't learned to control their powers. So they don't really have, they haven't earned the right to wield it. I'm not sure Carly was trying to kill Battlestar either. She just hit him too hard.
You punched the highlights out of her hair.
He punched the highlights out of her hair.
And that makes you appreciate how much restraint Thor and Spider-Man and Steve have, like, because they've gotten in tons of these fights and they haven't just left dead bodies in their wake. You know, they're so much stronger than they allow themselves to be, essentially.
Yeah, she definitely didn't mean to kill Battlestar, but, you know, stay tied up. She put him somewhere safe. You know, that's on him.
Oh, you are blaming him for getting himself punched in the chest so hard. He exploded when he hit a column.
He has no superpowers. I guess Sam
she may
doesn't.
Not have meant to kill him, but she's not too worried about the collateral at this point.
Right. She's killing people.
She tried
more
to kill
often.
Children.
Yeah.
That's true.
In this episode.
It's just that, I mean, like, once it happened, everybody seemed like a little bit stunned.
Yeah.
And even she seemed to, in the moment, be like, that was probably a little bit, I mean, because she just wasn't pulling her punches at all.
Yeah. And when she gets the serum out and opens it, I counted the vials on, like, my third watch.
A2, what? Toothpicks. 246 total.
That one, no, how many
what did you find out?
They had 7 at that point.
Okay.
In the little pouch.
Okay.
Yeah.
When she's running down the back alley where she gets shot by Zemo. Also, how does Zemo miss? Like, Zemo doesn't miss shots, so maybe he didn't want to kill her until he found the serum.
I mean, maybe first shot wasn't a headshot because he is up against a super soldier, so he's aiming for center mass, and that first shot did hit her.
Yeah.
It's just the rest didn't because, you know, Zemo's she's, like, dodging and diving. She pulls a cool little diving over the table, pull the table with you maneuver. So, I mean, you know, she was on top of it, too. I mean, I'm okay with that. He'd also just had some whiskey and Turkish delights.
Okay.
Irresistible.
His gun was heavy because of all the Turkish delights he's been housing.
Yeah, Turkish delight was heavily featured in this episode.
Never had one. Maybe I should go try one next time.
Oh, man, I saw this episode. I looked over at my kid, and, like, we were like this. Like, we were right there, and he was like, are you going on Amazon? And I was like, I ordered them 5 minutes ago. Like, he's like, they'll be here tomorrow, son. It was perfect. He saw that. He was like, I've never had those. I need to try those. I mean, that Pied Piper routine apparently will totally work. It worked on him.
Yeah, but when those vials fall on the ground, there are 10 on the ground then.
Maybe there's another layer to the pouch or
something. That's what I'm thinking. And then you hear Zemo stomp 12 times. But he could have been stomping on the same one to make sure.
Oh, my God. You sat there and you counted stomps?
I watched it 3 times.
You need a YouTube channel.
They said they had 13, right?
They should have had 12 left because there were 8 of them originally out of the 20.
No, I was trying to remember what they said in the earlier when they were asking how many was left.
Okay. And, you know, obviously he misses one.
Mm-hmm. Baker's dozen. So, that's how you count super soldier serums. There's always an extra one somewhere. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Yeah. The way Cap was acting in this episode, I was like, he's got to be juicing or something. He's raging before he gets the serum. Like when Falcon's talking to Carly. He's very impatient and, like, you know, works his way past Bucky.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's I think I mentioned it before. Yeah, he's got a lot to live up to. He's trying to prove himself. But I think that the initial time that he got his ass handed to him by the Flag Smashers made him realize, I'm not equipped to fight these enhanced people. I'm Captain America. You know, he feels lacking. And then especially after the Dora Milaje.
Well, that was really
kick his ass. Just rubbed it in, highlighted it. Right. And just showed he's totally broken down there. Yeah, he even said it. He's like, they weren't even...
Yeah, that's where, you know, he cemented taking the serum.
They've lost every fight they've been in.
Yeah.
Cap and Battlestar have not won a single fight. They lost the truck.
Yeah, not that we've seen, sure.
Like, you know, I get it. And yeah, they could be like, we're fighting super soldiers all the time. And then the Dora Milaje just beat the shit out of them handily.
Yeah.
Like, it's embarrassing. Yeah. Captain America, embarrassing. But I enjoyed how broken he looked at the end of that.
Yeah,
that
I don't know what's going to happen next. Oh, so what do you think is going to happen next? So that got me thinking. I don't want to take us off on too far of a tangent, but okay, so now John Walker, he's a super soldier. He is a weapon, okay? He's also sentient. He is a sentient weapon. Does this fall under Sword's purview? Or was that more because Vision was a sentient weapon that was not a person? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, does sentient weapon refer to, like, every super? Or, like, a meta? Was Wanda part of that?
Where's Bucky fall?
No, I don't think Wanda's part of that. That's just, I think it's just Vision. Does Doctor Strange fall under that?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, I just wasn't sure. So, I mean, like, okay. So, the stones, because they seem to have a mind of their own. They're always referenced that way. I guess Ultron, Vision. These are things that should be inanimate but have sentience and are weapons. Okay, so those count. So I guess not John Walker.
Yeah, I think you go in the same category as Bucky, the Winter Soldier. You know, like, wouldn't he fit the same exact category now with whatever that would be?
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, I'm not really sure who's the World Council or something.
The GRC. What is the
Global Repatriation Council. It's GRC, Council. Yeah. I think last week I said fund. I think it's council.
Yeah.
And I think they have a fund.
Yeah, I think they're running Walker, so they must have to police him at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen next week. So, I mean, he's definitely losing that shield. He definitely, I mean, was caught in front of the entire world, a live studio audience. They saw him do that. There's no, you can't contain that. That's getting out there. Everybody knows. I don't know if next week we're going to jump in and it's going to happen the moment after and you see Bucky and Sam take the shield or something, or if it's going to be we show up and then John Walker is being court-martialed or something like that, and it's days after. I'm not really sure where we're going to pick up, but I do not see him carrying the Captain America mantle any farther. I think this is it.
The image is tarnished.
Yeah, he blew his shot. I mean, quite literally. There's blood on that shield. I think that, you're right. He's he blew his shot. That was it.
And, like, they'll probably try and say, you know, it's grief and all that.
Heat of battle.
You know, they'll probably lay Battlestar's death at the feet of this guy he murdered. They'll be like, this guy just killed Battlestar.
Sure.
You know, to try and lighten the blow, to try and spin it.
Right. Sprinkle some crack on.
Pictures of his family up here. It's the strangest thing.
Why are you disapproving shaking your head, Rob?
It's a gracious pal bit from back in the day. I'm trying to think. What else do I think is going to happen? Well, but besides Falcon getting the shield back and
Falcon
or whatever they're going to call him.
Falcon punch? Oh, speaking of which, the choreography was great. They still have not done the thing I've been talking about that I want to see where they do, like, co-op team maneuvers. That really hasn't happened yet. But you got to see Bucky do some cool moves. Most of it was, like, just doing super soldier jumping and running. But Falcon, he pulled, like, a jetpack-assisted kick. He clotheslined somebody by extending only one wing. And he did, what else did he do? There was a third.
He shot, like, the thrust on somebody.
Right. He hit somebody. He selectively ignited one thruster and, you know, blew some of that back on somebody. So the choreography there, it was very cool. Shout out to Sebastian Stan. It looked like he did some serious training. There was one really solid spinning, like, sidekick that he did, and that looked really cool. Yeah, it's coming together, but they still haven't hit that, you know, real, like, tag team maneuver where they're bouncing moves off each other and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll see that, but it hasn't happened yet.
I guess when they take her down, they can do a tag team move if Zemo doesn't get to her first.
You want them to tag team Sharon Carter?
Oh, no, that's... How dare you? No, not Sharon.
Oh, you meant
Carter.
Carly Morgan Bell.
Yeah, Carly. Keep wanting to call her Kylie Minogue. And that's not who she is at all. I mean, who else would they attack? If they did it like a regular person, they would just murder them.
Yeah, they would destroy them. It wouldn't be a fair fight unless it's them. Do you think they're going to go to blows with John Walker? Or do you think that,
yes.
you know, Okay, so you think there will be a fight?
Yes. I think they're going to remove the shield from him starting next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You think they're going
to figure the organization will remove it, but I guess it's to these points where they pick up the story. Like, I figured it was more, just in my head, it was going to go more the court-martial route.
I feel like he's not coming in.
Well, we only have a few episodes left, so yeah, it's like, we got to start picking this up. I don't have a problem with the pacing. And I thought this was the best episode so far. I did really like it. I'm just talking about there's two episodes left.
Right.
Maybe we don't have time for a court-martial. Like, I think that would make sense. And that could be cool to see, like, them litigate it and all of that.
The defense is wrong.
But I'm not sure we have time for that.
I don't know if they litigate it or just mention it, you know, is going on. You know, like, show him kind of be taken in, the shield being removed from him, saying it's going to happen, and then, you know, you just get some cutscenes here or there of him, or he gets away somehow from them and then ends up helping in the end, kind of as an immediate redemption, you know, as without the shield, as, you know, whatever he becomes. But they still have to wrap up the Power Broker and Zemo and, you know, like, the Flag Smashers themselves. I mean, they got two long episodes. So it's almost a full movie they've got left to do in real time. But it's still, there is still a lot to basket weave back together. Unless, you know, Zemo's just gone and he never appears again. But, you know, he's not going to just walk off now with all these soldiers, you know, these super soldiers. He may not come back, because I don't think you're going to see him back in jail at the end of this myself. Like, somehow
he's going to end up in Wakanda at the end of this.
He's proven himself to be too slippery for that.
I don't think they're just going to be like, he went in the sewer. I guess we're going home.
I think he's going to be in the wind at the end of the series is my thought. I don't think anybody's going to be looking for him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I just don't feel like they're going to give us a resolution to that. He's going to be, you know, it's going to be like Kaiser Sose walking away or something in the end is the last scene we're going to see of him.
That gives me if we're theorizing, if we're in the projecting out and thinking what you know, theorizing mode, I do have a theory then. Maybe he either forms up with some of his old squad or finds some new people who believe in, you know, the same theory that he believes that, you know, superheroes essentially represent supremacy and that he's fighting that. I mean, that's a good line. Mm-hmm. You know, it even started to work on Carly Morgenthau for a minute. It almost seemed like Sam was buying into it. If you don't select the right person, then, you know, this is what could happen. And almost everything he predicted and everything he was talking about has come to pass. So he's not, I mean, the way he went about it initially was terrible, but he didn't turn out to be entirely wrong. But in any case, he's in the wind and he starts putting together a team to attack supers. And then he forms his version of the Thunderbolts, you know, which we talked about before. And it's not government sanctioned or anything like that, but it could be one of those things where the MCU remixes stuff from, you know, from the comics.
Mm-hmm. Does he have I can't remember if we went over it last week. Does he have a different code name when he's with the Thunderbolts or?
No, they just call him Zemo.
Okay.
I mean, initially he was Citizen V, and that was his superhero persona. He was dressed in red, white, and blue, and he was supposed to represent this super patriotic character. He was even faking an American accent, I believe, because in the comics he speaks somewhat similar to here. He's German, not from Sokovia.
Thank you. Yeah. I kept wanting to say like other places.
They said they were in Latvia for a millisecond.
Heard Latveria.
You put that like little earworm in my head. And then
I heard it too.
I was like, did he just say Latveria? Oh, he said Latvia.
No, because I would have been
my family was like, so why are you so excited about Latvia? I'm like, I'm not. I thought it was something else. Never mind. Blame Reagan.
I know. I'm hoping. I'm waiting for that day. I know it's coming. They can't leave him on the back burner forever. I mean, they've been doing this Marvel Universe for what? 14 years?
13 years?
Yeah.
It might be 14. All right. So will you allow me one more wildly speculative guess at how something's going to go? I got two things. I'm not entirely convinced that the shield's going to make it into Sam's hands, and I'm not sure that he wants the symbol and all of that. I had a cool idea from the first episode when he flies into that big plane with Batroc the Leaper, And they're in that fight. Somebody opens up on him and starts shooting him. His wings come around and create a shield. He's used it in several other movies, too. He's used it in
Civil War.
Yeah, you've seen that move. I think he's going to get a new design on his wings that emulate Cap's shield. So when he forms the shield, it makes the symbol. And that'll be like his version of it. And maybe he'll get some vibranium for his wings. It'll make him a little bit more powerful and able to compete and stuff like that. So that's one guess. And here's my other guess. I mean, it's almost like this new information got dropped to me from the future. I'm so sure this is what's going to happen. Final lines of the series. It's going to be Falcon saying this to Bucky. Falcon's going to tell
Bucky, it all with you.
You can be my wingman anytime. And then it's going to be Bucky, who has seen the movie, and he's going to say, bullshit, you can be mine. Credits. That's how I want the show to end. Hmm.
I thought they were going to do the Cap and Bucky, like, don't do anything stupid while I'm gone. How can that?
You're that would be really
all,
heartfelt.
You're taking all the stupid with you.
Real friends.
That's why I think it's going
to Because he was standing there for that, so he could have heard that. Yeah, you're right. But I would like to see, because he's literally an Iceman.
Yeah.
So it could work, you know? It could work.
It's not a Disney property, though. You know, it's not like when Ultron is doing Pinocchio songs or some shit like that.
Right, right, right. I mean, they did reference Back to the Future.
And they reference Aliens.
And Godzilla. They just referenced Kong Skull Island, I heard.
All right.
So
it really it's also Top Gun. It is pop culture. Like,
yeah.
It's not some small indie film they're referencing.
Anything else? I mean,
look over my notes here.
Definitely excited for next week. Last two episodes. I mean, it's the last two episodes of the season. They got to leave it all in the field, right? Or you can't hold anything back.
Yeah. Well, not yet. They can hold something back next week. The week after that, you can't hold anything back.
Okay. Last two episodes of the season, next week, they can hold something back. But after that, they can't hold anything back.
Well, unless there's a second season. Then they can cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they do. But I'm saying there is a chance they could hold something back if they really wanted to mess with people.
Yeah.
I don't honestly see where WandaVision could have gone in a second season. There's so many places that this could go.
Yeah.
If they could keep showing back up as a team and then hopping in and out of movies and stuff, like they could definitely make another, season out of this.
Oh, yeah. There's always going to be a new threat to the country or the world that's not big enough for all the Avengers.
Yeah.
That they could, it's always spy shit going on. And then they could, cross over with the Hawkeye show. And you could start doing crossovers. Or just bring them back into that universe if they wanted to do more than one season of that show.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Hawkeye and Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Really long title.
Yeah, it's good. No, they'll just think of, the normies or something. The super soldier and the three other guys. They'll find some cutesy title for it. All right. War Machine's getting his own show too, right?
I'm like, boom, you looking for this?
Armor Wars.
Yeah,
Armor Wars. Also based off of a run in the comics, which I'm very familiar with. But it's only based off of that. It's very different now because...
Aren't they bringing Sam Rockwell back?
I've heard. But in the comics, Sam Rockwell, several others have stolen Tony's technology, and he goes around and cleans all of that up. He's dead now, so seems like Rhodey's going to do it. Actually, it's very cool. It's a good spin on it. It's a good, Elseworlds take on that storyline.
Yeah, and it'd be about time for Hammer to get out of prison, because he went in 2010.
Plus, he's got lawyers and money. He's got plenty of juice to grease the wheels.
He murdered a bunch of people. He probably got a good sized jail sentence.
And it depends on what happened to him, because you two guys disagreed on this. Maybe he was blipped for those 5 years. So maybe it counted. Maybe it didn't. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Maybe he blipped.
He probably didn't. And he did those 5. And, he'll be out now.
Can't wait to see him again. I think that's good. We'll see y'all next week. And as we always say at the end of these episodes, so say we all.
So say we all.
Bullshit. You can be mine.